You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dyan once again. Welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we're speaking with Mr. Ray Steinberg, co-founder and CEO of Arca. The company is changing the face of finance, integrating traditional finance with crypto and blockchain investing. Mr. Steinberg, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly is our pleasure. So for starters, tell us, as the CEO of Arca, what is Arca's vision to kick things off today?
Sure. We really see at Arca a broader adoption of this technology that's decentralized financial products, but we see it as a step process. We have a very centralized world, and you can't radically decentralize this. We see bringing society and entrants along in a very measured and safe manner.
And looking at cryptocurrency, how is crypto different than traditional finance?
Sure. Financial services, generally, the entire value proposition of financial service companies is centralization of trust. You trust them as intermediaries to hold your money. Crypto obviates the need for that centralized trust feature. The problem with crypto and blockchain, though, is people are not used to being their own trust centers. So they're used to giving that authority to people. Society and people, institutions aren't really ready to be their own custodians and not rely on those centralized trust functions. So you really need people to be brought into that world carefully. And that's what Arca does. We make products that allow, at first, institutional entrants, who we think are the most appropriate people to address this market at the moment, to enter in a safe way that's legal, compliant, and transparent.
And transparency certainly is a big key factor. What are you doing to bridge the gap for investors right now? Get into some of those details.
We come at it from two directions. We believe crypto and blockchain is both an asset class, so you can invest in it and value can accrue there, and there's been some remarkable gains over the last 10 years. And then on the other side, there's the technology of blockchain, which allows greater transparency, liquidity, removing of middlemen. And on that side of the house, we're working on a 1940 Act SEC fund structure, the same fund structure that underpins ETFs, but wrapping it in blockchain as opposed to being on an exchange.
Thanks for sharing those details today. We're speaking with Mr. Ray Steinberg, the co-founder and CEO of Arca. The company is certainly changing the face of finance, integrating traditional finance with crypto and blockchain investing here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Mr. Steinberg, what is the future of traditional finance and crypto looking ahead?
We see a melding of traditional finance and crypto. So right now you have a very, like I said before, a very centralized world. So you have centralized financial players, central banks, all of these central organizations. People have just recently started to wake up that while there are great gains to be had through centralization, through efficiency, ease of use, speed, not always is everything good. So you have, central points of attack, trust, centers where you've given your trust over to a third party. What's better than giving your trust to a third party is to not have to give it at all. So we see those worlds melding slowly. I think what part of the problem in crypto as it is now is a lot of the energy comes from technologists and people who generally want to disrupt the system. I have no problem disrupting systems, but disrupting the financial service system is a little bit different than disrupting other industries or technologies. The financial service system is where people store their wealth, sometimes accumulated over years or multi-generational. There's a high expectation of, bulletproof type products. There's very little tolerance for not working or any sort of value loss. The nature of crypto, being your own custodian of your own assets, you could potentially lose 100% of your wealth on a security or losing your private keys. This is not a footing that people are used to. You used to be able to call your bank or financial institution and say, hey, I've lost my password, I need access. There seems to have been an error here. Let's reverse it. Until that type of footing and understanding is adopted by society, you're really going to need some of the, you know, the regulatory oversight structures and all the things of the traditional financial system. So we see moving towards that centralization, decentralization, but at the same time, bringing people in a safe way so that they don't have a, you know, a terrible experience like losing all of their assets, something like that.
Yeah, for sure, and a safe way to do business there. Now, obviously, it's a new year. What advice do you have for investors not using crypto currently?
I think it's a really good time to start to look at your overall portfolio. As we saw at the end of 2018, a lot of market volatility in other asset classes. Crypto was born out of the last financial crisis as a potential antidote to, you know, central bank overreach or largesse. This is the exact environment that crypto was designed to address. So I would say get off zero, start investigating it, because like I said, there's, you know, a different mindset you have to be about controlling your own keys, and start looking around the universe. Open a wallet, places like Homebase. If you're an institutional investor, check out our website, ar.ca. We have a lot of great educational material. You know, get off zero, start investigating this. The asset classes that we traditionally look to for safety are starting to, you know, show their wear in this very long kind of liquidity-fueled bull market. So I'd say definitely be careful out there and start to look around.
Super information, and thanks for sharing your expertise on the topic today, and we certainly appreciate what you do in this space. Again, folks, it is AR.ca. Mr. Steinberg, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Rain Steinberg, co-founder and CEO of Arca. The company is changing the face of finance and integrating traditional finance with crypto and blockchain investing. And for further details, visit ar.ca. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.